Here, let's go Bears chant here.
Yeah. And a sack. That's Walker. So the Bears, two sacks in four games. And tonight, four.
And Walker is a guy that gives you versatility because he can play outside or he can play in here. And what a nice job there. Just sudden, off the line of scrimmage and finishing. That's what they've been talking. They've been getting pressure, but finishing to get that sack.
Welcome back into the Great Clips post-game show presented by Tullamore Dew, along with Olin Krutz and Patrick Manley. I am Mark Rohde, and we are absolutely talking about a Bears 40-20 win over Washington here on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The score, that DeMarcus Walker sack right there, 1 of 4 for the Bears on this night, is our hit of the game, sponsored by Estwing Professional Tools, made in the USA for 100 years. Estwing.com. Yannick Ngakoue had a sack tonight. I thought that guys, Andrew Billings had a terrific game, had a big third down stuff at one point. We talked about the work of Greg Stroman Jr. coming up with the interception, and I thought a huge sack for Stroman himself when they dialed him up from the outside in the third quarter was big as well. But Olin, what'd you think about, what stood out to you about the Bears defense tonight? Because guess what? They needed it tonight too.
Yeah, as well as the offensive line play, the defense line came out, and they took it too. The Commander's offensive line, that 3rd-and-1, Grody, that you mentioned, like a return stunt. By that, I mean the nose guard starts on the left shoulder of the center and comes back to the right shoulder, and he gets he stops at 3rd-and-1, 3rd-and-inches, I think. It was a big play in the game. Herb Street called him 311 pounds. Maybe that was in 11th grade, Pat. He hasn't been 311 pounds for a while, Billings, but big man, moving fast, making plays. We've talked a lot about on this show that we think he has been playing well through the season, really. So makes a big play there. The defense does get there. They do sack the quarterback. I'm not going to take much away from there tonight, Pat. I think we both know how long Howell was holding that ball and sitting there in that pocket.
Yeah. Well, yeah, let's not go there yet. Maybe we can do that later next week or something. Let them celebrate. But here's a stat that Brian Robinson only had 6 rushes, right, because they were down for most of the game for 10 yards. That's a 1.7 average. And that guy, I think, was the 7th or 8th leading rusher in the NFL coming to this game. I forgot what he was averaging, but much more than that. So that's a bunch of credit to them. You know, they did their job. They need to get the quarterback and get him down a little bit more. We'll break that down more, but later on in the week, let them celebrate. But they got the job done. You know what I mean? They got it done. They held them to 20 points. They scored 40 points. They did their job. I got to give them credit for that. We need more, but they did their job tonight.
Right. There was no lead. Did not. And I know what Bears fans were feeling when they were watching the game in the second half, and things are starting to get a little dicey. Thing like, here we go again. This can't possibly happen. But the Bears did finish. They beat Washington 40-20, the final score, as we get ourselves back to the phone lines here. And let's see, let's go to Rob. You are on the score. Hello.
How's it going,
Rob? I think we're all doing pretty darn good because we're talking about a 20-point Bears win.
Yes, sir. So the first thing is, I think Justin Fields was more in control of the game, and he felt more comfortable, which opened up for the offensive line to just do better. They had something to actually work for, and it opened up the game for everything else. It opened up the run game. It opened up the pass game. It's something that we've been waiting for. And second of all, they put the nail in the coffin tonight. They didn't just run the ball, and tire the defense out. They actually went to win the game.
Thanks for the call, man. Yeah, Justin Fields, just because we've been talking about DJ Moore so much and his stats, Justin Fields tonight, 15 of 29, 282 yards and 4 touchdowns. I guess I'll just add on to what he was saying there, guys, and I'll turn it over to you. But what I want to know now is, after this game, the second straight game in which Justin Fields has looked very good as a passer, is is it possible, guys, have we seen enough now to explore the possibility that it is starting to click for Justin Fields? or is it still no, hold your horses on this?
I'll take it, Olin. I need one more. I need one more. I need another one. That's just the way I am. If I'm evaluating them, keep it going. Keep it going. But what I've loved about Justin Fields these last 2 weeks, and Olin, you've talked about it, where are you finding points? You're looking under rocks? Well, they finally got in the red zone these last 2 weeks. He's scoring touchdowns. And that, to me, is an NFL quarterback. If you can score touchdowns, you know, that's the progression of an NFL quarterback. Let me get to that. I'm enjoying seeing him in the red zone. Last week, we saw two great plays of him using his feet and scrambling, you know, holding guys off and getting the ball in the end zone. Today, we just saw some good balls in the corner of the end zone to DJ Moore. That to me is progression, and that's a big step for me to see Justin Fields be able to do that in the red zone.
Yeah, and on that play, right, there's pressure in his face, you know, and I think it was Payne. Darren Payne gets pressure up the middle there. He throws the ball to DJ Moore. Nice ball. DJ Moore high points it and scores a touchdown. Pat, to your point, he took the first step, Grody. No one's talking about badging anymore, right? That's the first step. Let's quiet that noise, right? And we want to see more of Justin Fields. And I think what Pat's trying to say is I want to see 10 more. Right?
Yes.
I want to just keep seeing it week in and week out. Grody, we played in the NFL. It's never enough. I promise you.
Yep.
It's never enough. You never do enough. Every week, you got to prove that that's your job, because a lot of people want that job from you, especially when you're a franchise quarterback. So credit him for taking all the criticism. And he's obviously been working on his game, and he's obviously been at Halas Hall, and he's been studying defenses. To what you talked about earlier, Grody, let's talk a little bit about what this guy brings, okay? On that, you're talking about when Darnell Wright and Nate Davis spun Herbert free. Well, they're running out. It looks like Fields could keep the ball there, and he holds two defenders, right? That's how he affects the defense. A big point I thought going into this game, Pat, was could they get them out of a deep zone? Were they going to be good enough throwing the ball out of a deep zone? Early on, they like to bring their safety down to spy the running quarterbacks. Well, DJ Moore kept beating them over the top. Guess what? You can't do that. Now we got to blitz them and go to man coverage. Well, now with guys like DJ Moore, you are in trouble if you go to man coverage.
Sounds like a multiplier to me, Olin.
Yes, you know, it does. It sure does, Pat. And that's you got to give him credit when he does it.
Yeah, and the thing is, I want to see it 10 more times. Listen, quarterback's going to change your entire team, right, when you pay that man. So you've got to prove it to me 100%, because that's going to change your entire franchise. That's going to change your entire pie of money that goes allocated to all the different guys. So I need to see the rest of the season to him to grow. If he deserves his money, give it to him, because then he becomes that multiplier you're talking about, Olin. So that's why I keep saying I need to see it one more week. I need to see it one more week. I want to see it one more week. Then if he deserves the money, pay him. And then he deserves it, and we'll go from there, and we'll figure out how the Bears work with that quarterback making that money.
Yeah, I mean, he single-handedly changed the conversation tonight with his play. And I'm not saying that all of a sudden everybody's sold, because that would probably be kind of foolish, but he's making me ask these kinds of questions, and I think that that's what you're going to hear this week, Patrick. Like, you start to be like, okay, like some of the stuff that they were saying starts to make sense.
Yeah. And we came into the season, right, hoping this is what we're talking about. We talked about hope, you know, like hope and patience and all that stuff. This is what we wanted to talk about. I didn't want to talk about him missing reads and sitting in pockets and not ripping it and not seeing open players. We want to talk about this. Should he get paid? And that's because because he's playing well. And if he can continue doing that, I would love to have these conversations.
Guys, let's go back to the phones here. 312-644-6767. If you want to jump in here on the Great Clips post game show presented by Tullamore Dew, Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and me, Mark Grody, in from Mully this week, talking about a Bears 40-20 win. And we started up again with Chris in Joliet. What's going on, Chris? You're on the Score.
Hey, Mark, Olin, Patrick. Good to talk to you guys. I'd love to get your feedback and kind of relating to what you just said. I want to see more Justin Fields, because I think that DJ Moore touchdown put a little bit of deodorant on Getsy's second-half play calling. I think Fields had 30 yards and change in the second half before that throw. You would think with having all your running backs out, you're running read option with your fullback, and you're playing to kill the clock when there's still 10 minutes in the game. I thought this was a prime time to get the ball to your playmakers, like quick throws. I mean, DJ Moore had two short passes that went for what set him up for a field goal and what became the touchdown that really blew this game open. And I loved the first half out of Fields. I loved the first half out of Getsy. But, again, I felt like we were watching Denver all over again with the way, like, they never should have got close is my point. Like, whether the defense is on roller skates or not, I thought that Fields could have had a record game in the second half. And I don't know if it was just they were worried about the pass rush. I'd love to get your guys' thoughts.
But, we got you, Chris. Thanks a lot for the call, man. Guys, what did you think? Did they take their foot off the gas pedal too much in the second half? What do you think?
Yes, I thought they did, Pat. I thought they did for a little while. I was worried, man. They were playing that deep zone. They were giving Howell all that underneath stuff. They were starting to make plays there, running crosses across the middle. The linebackers trailing and kind of layering it over the top of the defense. And the offense was in kind of run out the clock mode, right? Hand the ball to blasting game. And you're wondering, okay, are they coming back? What's going to happen here? And I got to credit Getsy a little bit here on 3rd and 2 for throwing the ball there because yeah. I thought he was going to run it and try to get it and try to burn some more clock. So they definitely were in burn the clock. And play like a defense where you got to go the whole field, make them go the distance, make them burn some clock. So to Chris's point, they were doing some of that, and you were getting worried, and I was sweating a little bit, and I would say, man, if they do this, I am not going on the post-game show. I said that about 4 times, just so you guys know. Watching
we
the
were
game,
wondering where you were for a second, not, man.
I was like, I will not do this if they do this again. People are going to have to find me because I am out of this. But I know what Chris is saying. Chris, if you watch the film, I can't disagree with you too much. Mm-hmm. But you have to say on 3rd and 2, unlike last week, they put the ball in Justin Fields' hands.
Yeah, let's go back. I just pulled up my notes of the first two drives of the second half. It was a QB run, pressure. There was a short completion, then a pressure that made them scramble. It was thrown away. That's when Herbert was hurt. So that's what, two pressures there. Then the next series is a sack when he got body slammed. A blitz, he had to throw it away. We had a false start, throw it away because of pressure. There was basically pressure on every play. There's pressure, that's what, 5 pressures out of 7 plays, I think. I wonder if Getsy started to get nervous because that D-line came out in the second half a little more tuned up the way I thought they would the beginning of the game, but the Bears O-line took care of it. I'm just wondering if he got a little nervous with all those pressures and hits that Justin was taking. He said, all right, let's just try to see if we can run the ball, go a little more conservative. And he did do that for the rest of the half until that 3rd and 2 call. And, you know, yeah, we got to credit Justin Fields and DJ Moore for making that play. That's what good players and good teams do. They come through in the big moment, and they did it. But those first two series, the second half, that was a lot of there was one sack and 4 pressures and I think 7 plays or something like that. So I wonder if Getsy got a little nervous because of that. But the Bears O-line and everybody settled down in the second half and got it done.
Olin, what do you think about the idea of having a nervous offensive coordinator? You ever have a nervous offensive coordinator?
I've had a lot of them here in Chicago.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Oh, I bet you have.
I won't name names, but I've had a lot of nervous offensive coordinators out there. And to Pat's point, we talked about early in the third quarter, the offensive line did struggle a little bit. They inserted Jatari Carter to take. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to give Tevin all those plays. Now, to Jatari's credit, I think he's taking reps at right guard, left guard, and left tackle, right? So that's a lot of work. It's a lot of different stands, Pat. He went in there against very good defensive linemen, struggled a little bit. But how much reps did he get at left guard this week with Lucas and Cody and Tevin? Probably 0, right? So they got to give him a little more work there. That is an excuse for him, but it's also the truth that he probably didn't get a lot of work at left guard, and all of a sudden he was up because of the injury to Lucas Patrick and moving Cody White here to center. So here's a guy who's playing your backup right guard, backup left guard, your backup left tackle, and there was pressure on the quarterback early in that third quarter.
That's Olin Kreutz. We also have Patrick Manley. I am Mark Rohde. This is the Great Clips postgame show presented by Tullamore Dew. Bears win, beating Washington 40-20. We've got more of your phone calls right around the corner. 312-644-6767. If you'd like to talk about a Bears win, You can also talk about Dick Butkus if you would like to, as the legendary Bears linebacker died today at the age of 80. If you hadn't heard about that, and we've been talking about it plenty early on in this show, in this postgame show, and I know they talked about it in the pregame show as well. But if you want to talk about classic number 51, please feel free to do that as well at 312-644-6767. We will return shortly to talk about this Bears 20-point win on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Third down and six. Fields to the end zone. Reaching up. Does he make the catch again? DJ Moore. Touchdown. He is having a career in one night. Beats Kendall Fuller again. That's 11 yards for the touchdown. He's already caught 5 for 137 and 2 scores.
How about the throw by Justin Fields? A little slant and go. Perfect placement. Fuller never locates the football. And Moore so comfortable being able to get his feet down. Watch this route. Watch Fuller bite on it man-to-man. Ooh, little inside move. And the throw could not have been any better by Justin Fields.
Man, Justin Fields and DJ Moore, they looked fantastic together tonight. I mean, it really was clicking. DJ Moore, 8 catches, 230 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And who's hot and who's cold? The hot part, you just heard. DJ Moore, and it is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. And I was trying to think of, on a night like this, in which the Bears dominate Washington, Bears 40, Washington 20, as we welcome you back to the Great Clips post-game show presented by Tullamore Dew with Olin Cruz, Patrick Manley, and me, Mark Rohde. I'm thinking to myself during the break, what could possibly be cold about this night for the Bears? But there was one thing, Patrick Manley, and I guess it's probably incidental because of the night that DJ Moore had. Darnell Mooney had nothing tonight. Darnell Mooney, who has had his own issues trying to get back on track for the Bears, had 3 targets tonight and just a bunch of zeros by his name. Is just a product. And he was throwing for him on a couple of occasions,
obviously.
He
missed one deep one, right? He missed one deep one on him. That would have been a big one. Yeah. I think the cold thing
is,
right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that. It was the first play, yeah. Grody, I think the cold thing is the injuries.
Great.
I think too many injuries.
That's a good one.
I mean, there's a lot of guys that got injured. Thank God they got 10 days. The good thing, what I saw about Herbert for his ankle, he was trying to come back in. So, you know, maybe that's not a high ankle sprain. That one sucks. But, you know, trying to come back in and trying to play, I got to give him credit for that. But maybe that means 10 days he can be back and play a little bit. I'm guessing there. But the injuries today is what the cold thing is. That just hurt that team. But it also just says a lot about them for overcoming what they overcame.
Olin, anything from this game that you looked at and say, well, everything was good except for fill in the blank?
Yeah, I mean, I like your point of the Mooney, more the Mooney-Justin Fields connection, right? Getting that connection going again. Eventually, we're going to need Darnell Mooney because teams will try to take away more with the game he just had, the better defensive backs coming up. Now, I will stick with the two, although he did show up once tonight. For me, Dexter, I did see him pressure the quarterback once. Yep. But I will say the two young defensive linemen continue to be a little cold for me. I would like to see them continue to grow, continue to take steps, and continue to put a little more pressure on that quarterback and just show up a little bit more so they pop on film. And you can say, man, I can see how these two guys will be pretty good soon.
Yeah, Jervon Dexter did bust through. He got a quarterback hit out of the play. Definitely affected the play. But, yeah, this is about the only time that I saw one of those two guys flash on the night. We go back to the phones here, 312-644-6767. Tim from Montgomery. Hi, Tim. You're on the Score.
Get the truck out of here. This is mental Awareness Day. I don't know if you guys knew that or not, but or this is like Mental Awareness Week.
Okay.
Mental Health Awareness Week?
Is that what you meant
to
say?
Yeah. So you were saying about an hour ago, how is this impacting the fans right now.
Mm-hmm. And, absolutely, yeah.
Me being 55 years old, going back to the 86 Chicago Championship, getting to meet Walter Payton personally, sweetness.
Of Wait, course, so hold on a second. This you're saying this is the best win since the 85 Bears?
No. Hear me out.
Okay,
hear
go
me
ahead.
Out, you guys. Honestly, this is something that soothed my brain tonight because we needed this win tremendously. And so the shout goes out to basically the entire team. And we all know that it takes a team to get the win. And so I just remember the 85, 86, 85 Bears that we were so freaking unstoppable, dude, that teams feared us. And I've never seen that since then. And I'm not saying it's going to start now, but what do they say? You need a spark to get the fire started. So I think tonight was a definite spark. And it lit into a freaking nice little fire. Basically, right, the Bears man. Fans. Yes, the Bears
Super
fans,
Bowl. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
take this into their 10-day vacation right now, dude. We needed this tremendously.
Yes.
And it soothes my heart. And you guys are doing a really good job tonight, man. All of you guys.
Awesome. It's easier to do after a win, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And Olin, I've never gotten to talk to you, dude, but the Bears are a class act squad, man. We're the oldest squad. 1920, folks. So, let's just cherish this win like I'm doing right now.
Hell yes. Yeah.
And, my hat goes off to you guys for running a class act show.
Oh, man.
Yep.
But my hat goes off to the Bears and Eberflus and the entire squad, man. All the way down, dude.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, dude.
For the call. Thanks for the call, man.
Tim jumped in on our drinking game. I think he had a shot for every sap.
He did.
I don't blame him, man. And he talked about mental health, and I am telling you that even though Tim was, you know, he was trying to get out what he was trying to say, and he finally got there, I think. But my mental health was in question when I thought they were coming back, to be honest with you. So, to Tim's point, on this Mental Health Awareness Month, I
get
exactly
on a pill, man.
Yeah.
Get
I know exactly how it feels. The Chicago Bears definitely winning this game. Pat Manley, like you pointed out, this is a good show to do after a win.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll send you a vape package for next week if something horrible goes on. Pat, go ahead.
I was just older, man. You were talking about when they started coming back and that. Oh, I was sitting here I just had my head down. I'm like, no, I do not want to do a post-game show. Yeah. If they come back and lose this way again, we just can't have it. The city can't have it. But they showed it. They came through, man. I feel so much better. And that plane ride right now, they're probably loading up, feeling good. It's nice and loud. Somebody's probably got a handle of somewhere on that plane, and they're all passing
guys,
around.
Guys, speaking home of, yeah, man, get home. Get home exactly. Get home safely, man, because, you know, we had at least one caller who said that this thing looked like the 85 Bears. I believe he mentioned Walter Payton. I mean, maybe Khalil Herbert looked like Walter Payton. And coincidentally, and I mean that, Jared Payton, or maybe not. Maybe Jared Payton was listening, and that was when he heard his dad's name invoked, or maybe when he heard the 85 Bears invoked. He's like, I got to pick the phone up and call Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mark Grody. And that's what Jared has done. What up, JP? How are you, man?
What is going on, fellas? Man, I'm super excited right now. I did hear, I just got in the car from work, and I heard my dad's name, and I'm like, dude. I gotta call my boys, man, and talk about this big dub today. I cannot wait to get home so I can have a glass of bourbon before I go to bed. I've been waiting for this moment, man.
It's a good moment, Jared. Hey, Jared, what'd you think about all the running backs going down and the fullback going to running back and just that whole situation they were going through?
You know, it's crazy because you think about it, right, Olin? It's like, you never know what's going to happen. And I think that's why with especially with running backs, man, you got, everybody's got to be available and you just never know. But that's kind of how they got the win tonight, right? Like, you just, everybody's got to figure out a way to be able to step up and do their part, man. I'm so excited to see the balance on the offensive side of the ball. Justin just looked, over the last two games, he just looks more confident, more composed. His feet look good. Eyes down the football field. I mean, that one in the back of the end zone to DJ Moore looking off the safety and then coming back, look, scanning right, then coming back left. Like, that's what we all were hoping for. And there's more of a balance. And I got to give a shout out to that defense, man, especially the back end of that defense. They found ways to get sacks. I think they had five tonight. They got pressures. They got two turnovers, forced two turnovers. This is what a team has to do to start building success. And Pat, you said it. They are on that plane, getting on that plane. Somebody's got something, and they're excited. And hopefully that carries over when they get back here to practice at Hallis Hall and then carries over the next week.
Hey, Jared, Grody had a great question. He goes, how many more games are you going to need to see of Justin Fields play like this before you feel like, all right, we might have something here?
Well, Pat, you know, I've always had faith in Justin, right? Mm-hmm. So I knew that there was a lot of variables that were kind of the issue here. It wasn't just all him. He was some of the blame. But there was also, you know, there's more guys on this football team that are on that field with him as well. So I think that them overloading him with too much to process started to cloud him into what he does best and taking away his athleticism and his ability to create plays and to get outside the box, outside of the pocket and move a little bit. So I don't, to me, this is something you got to do, Pat, right? If you're going to be a franchise quarterback, this is what you see Patrick Mahomes do on a week to week basis. I mean, you got to put up these type of numbers. You got to take care of the football, and if you got to keep winning, because if you don't, you're forcing the hand of where this team sits with draft capital. And, you know, it's hard. Because we all know Caleb Williams is there. Not saying that that's what the Bears are going to do or should do, but you got to play this way to make people not forget about that and say, we're going to invest in you long term because we think you're the guy. I mean, we all know he has the ability to be the guy. There's just a lot of factors. And Olin, credit to the offensive line tonight, too, okay? Like, giving this young man the opportunity, the last two games he's had clean pockets to be able to make these throws. And I think that's where he's not looking at ghosts coming on the side of him because he's seeing colors and flashing and going, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here. There's too much going on. He's calm, collective, making those throws, decisive, sticking that back foot in the ground and firing it, letting it rip. I love seeing that. DJ Moore, flat out stud. This dude is a stud. I got chills on my arms right now. Just thinking about how much of a stud this dude is, a great get for the Bears organization, and great for Justin Fields as well, because he can take a contested catch, come down with it, get to the outs. I mean, literally looking like how Stephon Diggs did the other day, right? Like on the sidelines, got people on him, and then taking it down the distance. I mean, this young man is special. And I'm just happy for the Bears. I just wanted to call you guys. I knew I'm talking too much, but
I find myself, Jared, like, I'm an offensive lineman. I find myself finding DJ Moore in the formation, right? I'm looking for him when the Chicago Bears offense lines up, and I'm looking like, who's his matchup? And let's get him the ball, because not only is he catching it, he's breaking tackles. I don't know if he was out of bounds on the sideline, to be honest with you.
No.
Breaking tackles, getting yards. And a thing that's weird to me, Jared, I wonder if you see this too. It looks easy for him. Like, he looks smooth out there. Like, he's not even trying that hard.
He looks like he's playing with boys. Like, he's playing with, like young, like college dudes. Like, that's where he's at. And the confidence in his game, man. And, like, to be that kind of quiet assassin when things weren't going the way that they needed to go earlier on in the season, offense having struggles. I mean, he went about it the right way, man. I could tell he was frustrated because he knows he's a baller. He's a straight baller. And he wanted to say something, but he was like, you know what? I'm gonna let my play on the field do the talking. And that's what he's done. And, man, he's a special dude. And guess what? We saw this in the preseason, you guys. I mean, what he's doing and taking the ball the distance. I mean, a lot of people are like, ah, he ain't going to do that in regular season. Nah, he's doing that now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why he is he's a beast.
Yes, he is. Jared, you're the best, man. I hey. Really appreciate you calling in, man. Thank you.
Brody, you just called me the best. You got to pick one now. I mean, what's going on here? Manly was the best.
I love you guys.
I'm the best.
Yeah.
Jared's
the best. I'm overwhelmed with the greatness I'm surrounded by right now. I can't.
Oh, and hey, before I get off the air real quick, I just do – I know you guys have talked about it. You're going to talk about it. RIP to Dick Butkus, man. Tonight hit me hard. He is a father figure to me, and I love him to death, man. We're thinking about him, his whole entire family, his wife, Helen. We love them. Chicago loves them. And he's one of the GOATs, man. So just wanted to show love to him as well. Appreciate you guys, man.
Amen. Thanks, man.
Appreciate you, Jared, man.
Hey, they better be putting a 51 patch on their jersey like we wore a 34 patch for the rest of the season.
Walton, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Think about that. Like Jared calls in. Think about the men who have played football for the Chicago Bears, man. I mean,
yeah,
unbelievable. Like guys who everybody who plays football, any running back wants to be Walter Payton, man.
Oh,
everybody,
yeah.
10 years, never miss a game. I mean, we talk about the highlight film with Dick Butkus. I mean, those two guys' highlight film, Pat.
Oh, man.
When Walter wouldn't go out of bounds, when he put his head down, run guys over. Dick Butkus running guys over. I mean, this city, the history. The men who played for the Chicago Bears, that's why there's so much passion for the organization.
Yeah, throw in Gale Sayers' highlight reel while we're at it. I'm just not realizing the Bears, and obviously I'm partial, but they seem to have some of the best highlights, the universal highlights out there, you know?
Mm-hmm. They do. Mm-hmm. Offense and defense, they got both of them.
Yep.
And we got Devin Hester for special teams. I got to throw that in there.
Amen,
I got to throw
man.
That in there.
That's its own highlight reel right there. Oh, we got to take our final break here out of the show. I'll let you two duke it out.
What is Trent Taylor doing to the history of Devin Hester? Let's talk about that. I don't know
he catches the football.
Okay, Olin,
don't you remember last year
against
Washington?
I had to snap, but I had to block. Yeah, I could have just snapped the ball. You know what I mean? Like, that wasn't good enough.
Right. We have to take our final break. But we have more. We have more coming. More of your calls at 312-644-6767. Bears beat Washington 40-20. And by the way, this party doesn't stop at midnight. Chuck Swirsky will be on. The voice of the Bulls. That's right. Chuck Swirsky knows his way around a sports talk show. He's one of the most polished voices around. So Chuck going to be taking your calls from midnight to 5 right here on The Score. But we have more right around the corner on this, the Great Clips post-game show presented by Tullamore Dew.
It's very a humbling deal. And, you know, and you wonder, you know, why, man? You know, I did what I thought I was supposed to do. And I had fun knocking the shit out of people, you know? So if it was that unusual, I guess you take it, you know?
Dick Butkus, the late, great, legendary Bears linebacker, died today. It's still today. It isn't the next day yet. It's almost the next day. But Dick Butkus died today at the age of 80. So we have been celebrating him throughout the day and throughout the night here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And can't think of a better way than the Bears winning and the Bears dominating, the Bears playing physical football tonight. The Bears beat Washington by a final of 40-20. And before we get back to the guys here, a thank you to Aurelio's Pizza for delivering some great food for today's game. Download the Aurelio's app and start earning rewards. Visit AureliosPizza.com to order from the location nearest you. Aurelio's Pizza, it is the sauce. Guys, let's get back to the phones while we have a few more minutes left to do it. And we start with Carrie from Indiana. Carrie, you are on the Great Clips post-game show presented by Tullamore Dew.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm old enough to remember the 63 championship Bears team. I'm old enough to remember Butkus. An interesting tidbit as it relates to Butkus. One of his first tackles, now I could be wrong, but one of his first tackles is when he played in the old college all-star football game, and he played against probably the greatest running back of all time, Jim Brown. His, one of his first tackles in the college All-Star football game was against Jim Brown.
Wow.
As it relates to the Bears, I was just kind of wondering, as far as Olin and Pat, is Cody Whitehair a $14 million center, which I believe is what his contract calls for right now? Is he worth that kind of money as a center?
Thanks, Kerry. Appreciate the call and the thoughts on Dick Butkus. And then, Olin, you talked a little bit about Whitehair earlier, but what say you to that question?
I think Cody Whitehair has provided you the value of his contract over the years, right? I don't think he's making $14 million. I don't know the exact numbers. I think it's closer to 10. I think the highest paid center in the league is Jason Kelce for the Eagles, and I think he's making $14 or $15 million. So I don't think he is. But I think Cody Whitehair has proved over time, Pat, to be a pretty consistent offensive lineman. He's been steady in there for them at the left guard position. Mm-hmm. Lucas Patrick probably took all the snaps. Surprisingly, Cody has to work on his snaps, right? I'm sure those deal snaps are bugging the viewer from tonight. They were high, they were low, they were all over the place, and it did affect the time you were talking about, Pat, early in the third quarter.
Yeah, but you said it perfectly. I'll just give a quick answer. He's deserved his contract. He's played his contract out for everything he's deserved. I got to say that. He's been a very, valuable guy in the locker room for this team. He's been a very, just consistent player for this team. Hasn't missed a lot of games. I think he's deserved every penny he's gotten.
And the way you think about a guy who just admits that he just likes to beat the crap out of people, I mean, that's, we should end on the Dick Butkus note. You know?
Oh, amen. Amen. That sums him up, man.
I mean,
the only thing I can say from a football player is Mr. Butkus, rest in peace, man. Thank you for everything.
Yes. Yes.
And amen. Same and thing. Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, thank you guys. You guys are both the best, as is Jared Payton for calling in. But it's been a blast working with you guys, getting the opportunity. How did it feel to do a winning postgame show? I think we all needed it, didn't we?
Win, man. Big win. Big win, Grody. I mean, it was awesome.
Let's keep stacking them.
Stack them.
Amen,
win.
Brother.
I can do this every week.
Yep.
Amen. So could I. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you to Tyler Buterbaugh for expertly producing this show. I'm Mark Grody. All of us will be talking to you about the Bears throughout the week here on The Score. Bears win. They beat Washington 40-20, and stick around because we are live and local overnight with the great Chuck Swirsky. He's going to be talking Bears next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's very a humbling deal. And, and you wonder, why, man? I did what I thought I was supposed to do. And I had fun knocking the shit out of people, So if it was that unusual, I guess you take it,
Dick Butkus, the late, great, legendary Bears linebacker, died today. It's still today. It isn't the next day yet. It's almost the next day. But Dick Butkus died today at the age of 80. So we have been celebrating him throughout the day and throughout the night here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And can't think of a better way than the Bears winning and the Bears dominating, the Bears playing physical football tonight. The Bears beat Washington by a final of 40-20. And before we get back to the guys here, a thank you to Aurelio's Pizza for delivering some great food for today's game. Download the Aurelio's app and start earning rewards. Visit AureliosPizza.com to order from the location nearest you. Aurelio's Pizza, it is the sauce. Guys, let's get back to the phones while we have a few more minutes left to do it. And we start with Kerry from Indiana. Kerry, you are on the Great Clips post-game show presented by Tullamore Dew.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm old enough to remember the 63 championship Bears team. I'm old enough to remember Butkus. An interesting tidbit as it relates to Butkus. One of his first tackles. Now, I could be wrong, but one of his first tackles is when he played in the old college all-star football game, and he played against probably the greatest running back of all time, Jim Brown. One of his first tackles in the college all-star football game was against Jim Brown.
Wow.
As it relates to the Bears, I was just kind of wondering, as far as Olin and Pat, is Cody Whitehair a $14 million center, which I believe is what his contract calls for right now? Is he worth that kind of money as a center?
Thanks, Kerry. Appreciate the call and the thoughts on Dick Butkus. And I know, Olin, you talked a little bit about Whitehair earlier, but what say you to that question?
I think Cody Whitehair has provided you the value of his contract over the years, right? I don't think he's making $14 million. I don't know the exact numbers. I think it's closer to 10. I think the highest paid center in the league is Jason Kelce for the Eagles, and I think he's making $14 or $15 million. So I don't think he is. But I think Cody Whitehair has proved over time, Pat, to be a pretty consistent offensive lineman. He's been steady in there for them at the left guard position. Mm-hmm. Lucas Patrick probably took all the snaps. Surprisingly, Cody has to work on his snaps, right? I'm sure those deal snaps are bugging the viewer from tonight. They were high, they were low, they were all over the place, and it did affect the time you were talking about, Pat, early in the third quarter.
Yeah, but you said it perfectly. I'll just give a quick answer. He's deserved his contract. He's played his contract out for everything he's deserved. I got to say that. He's been a very, valuable guy in the locker room for this team. He's been a very, just consistent player for this team. Hasn't missed a lot of games. I think he's deserved every penny he's gotten.
And the way you think about a guy who just admits that he just likes to beat the crap out of people, I mean, that's, we should end on the Dick Butkus note.
Oh, amen. Amen. That sums him up, man.
I mean,
the only thing I can say from a football player is Mr. Butkus, rest in peace, man. Thank you for everything.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. And Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, thank you guys. You guys are both the best, as is Jared Payton for calling in. But it's been a blast working with you guys, getting the opportunity. How did it feel to do a winning postgame show? I think we all needed it, didn't
we? Win, man. Big win. Big win, Brody. Hey. I mean, it was awesome.
Let's keep stacking them.
Stack them.
Amen,
win.
Brother.
I can do this every week.
Yep.
Amen. So could I. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you to Tyler Buterbaugh for expertly producing this show. I'm Mark Grody. All of us will be talking to you about the Bears throughout the week here on The Score. Bears win. They beat Washington 40-20, and stick around because we are live and local overnight with the great Chuck Swirsky. He's going to be talking Bears next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bears!